I'm at an empty lot in downtown Nairobi, near the city's main market. There's not much here. Litter, rubble, and scrub struggling against the harsh sun. But the exposed concrete side of the building on this lot has come to life with color and politics. Taking up a whole city block, a huge, menacing vulture sits on a throne, a suitcase stuffed with money chained to his wrist. To the left, a long list of Kenyan political scandals. And the voice bubble from the vulture?
I am a tribal leader. They root, rape, burn, and kill in my defense. I steal their taxes, grab land, but the idiots will still vote for me.
So, what do you make of the mural?
Yeah, there's a good message here. You see, like, these people, like, the parliament, you know, we have been idiots. Like, you see, the words which they are giving us, we have been idiots because now we are learning. Like, now we have the shortage of milk. Now, when you go to the supermarket, they tell you come with one milk, and you used to go in and you buy. Yeah, so, yeah, so we have a very big problem because of all those politicians. Now we are not idiots.
What's your reaction to this mural?
I think it's about time people said what's on their mind, and Kenyans need to come to a place where they know and are responsible for our actions, and our actions being by our vote we have put the leaders we have right now. So if we want anything different, we have to vote differently.
And what about the comments that this has gone too far, this is just too disrespectful to your politicians? How do you react to that?
That's their personal feeling, because they're the ones who are feeling victimized, because that's them. It's them that we're talking about here. All these things are things that they have done. That's why they feel that it's gone too far, because we are coming out boldly and saying this is what you've done and we want you to be accountable for it. So we've not gone too far. I think it's something that needs to go on, and Kenyans need to come to a place where they say this is really true and change our ways of how we choose our leaders.
What do you make of this mural?
I think it's very bold. I think it's a new form of expression for Kenyans. And I think we can pass a lot of messages to provoke thought. When you look at the scandals, some of them are from so back in the day that were forgotten, but they've never been resolved, just forgotten.
And it is a long list, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Photojournalist Boniface Mwangi says this is just one mural of many and part of his political awakening campaign ahead of next year's election.
We have a mural talking about the history of this country, what has happened in the last 49 years, the biggest scandals, and the future we want.
And, I mean, it's a pretty long list, and this is a pretty harsh depiction of your MPs here, a vulture, right?
Actually, they're worse than that, but it's the only animal that came closest to what they are. They're actually worse than the vulture.
And, I mean, what do you say to people that this is disrespectful, this goes too far?
It's the truth. I think Kenyans are hypocritical. They think about these things, but they never talk about them. We know that our leaders are crooks, but we never say it loudly. So we guys are bold enough to come and say, you know what, I know these guys are thugs, and I'm going to register on the wall.
Local press is speculating that you may have benefactors, friends in high places to make this kind of thing happen. It can't be easy to do a mural of this size in the center of the capital.
I think they're just speculating. Our budget was very small. You'll be shocked. The murals that we've done so far has been less than $3,000 because everyone on the team is a volunteer.
Well, let's talk to you. You're one of the artists on this project.
Yeah.
And how did you get involved?
Well, the whole idea is for the civic education. It's to educate people and to tell them, you know, this is what's happening. And to show it in a different way that they didn't expect. Because, you know, as much as people talk on radio or talk on TV, it's going to be shown once or twice and then that's it. And you forget about it. So, you know, as I say, pictures stand for 1,000 words. So I think pretty much it's plain to see and it's plain to communicate. Yeah.
And this is about connecting with a youth audience. Is it youthful voters, young people?
Yes, it is. It's for our future. It's for our betterment. At least for people to realize and see for themselves that there are other younger people who are aware of the situation and they can help make a change.